The 2021 Atlanta Braves won the franchise's first World Series in 26 years. Atlanta took down the Houston Astros in six games. Mike Molinsky had a ringside seat for the Fall Classic this year. The 44-year-old from Tacoma was wearing black because he was a member of the World Series umpiring crew. Hello, everybody. Thanks for stopping by Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime for more info on how you can support the show and sustain it with a tax-deductible contribution at WWIB.com. It was a memorable series for Molinsky, not just because it was the first World Series of his 16-year Major League Baseball career, but he also called balls and strikes in the pivotal Game 6, the finale of this year's Fall Classic. Mike Molinsky back with me from the Pacific Northwest after the World Series today on Sports and Commentary. Okay, Mike, it gets down to Game 6, and the rotation for umpires has you moving behind the dish to call balls and strikes. Describe your emotions, can you, for getting that assignment? Because, I mean, the whole world is watching this.
I'll tell you what, the preparation started Sunday night with our new rotation. When you go, you know, you work for, there's seven guys on our crew, and when you work first base, which I was on the field for game four Saturday night in Atlanta, and then knowing that I was going to have game five off, because that's just what we've done, right? We work first base, and then you get an extra day to kind of clear your brain, kind of get yourself mentally ready for you working the plate the next night, game six. So I was going to be off Sunday, and then we have a travel day Monday off, and then, you know, game six is Tuesday night in Houston. So the prep started game five, when you get to the later innings of game five and you're like, okay, the Astros are going to win this game. We're going to have a game six. So now you got to start getting yourself prepped. So the bottom line for me was just try to keep things as normal to the regular season routine that I go through as possible. So, you know, traveling in Monday, and then we had a crew dinner Monday night, and then Tuesday was just a get up, you know, get yourself your breakfast, get a good night's sleep, get yourself some breakfast, go for get a workout in, get yourself, you know, get the blood going in your legs a little bit, and then understanding, like, the whole time it's sitting there saying, like, we're going to do this tonight. This is going to happen. And just get yourself mentally ready. And then going in, you know, we get to the locker room. During the regular season, it's like an hour 15. So, but during the postseason, it's about 2:15, 2:30. And just trying to keep things as slow as possible. And like I told you, like going back to as normal to my routine, which every guy that works, that prepares to work the home plate or that prepares to work home plate in the regular season and in the postseason does things a little bit different. It's what works for you. And then just understanding that there's going to be a lot of hype at the beginning of the game. So if you just get through that, you know, emotional 10 to 15 minutes, and then just go back to what you know you can do and try not to get too emotionally involved at the start of the game, and then let the game play out, is pretty much what I just stuck to. And it seemed to work really well. It was, you know, I think the demeanor outside tried to be as relaxed as possible, but inside, of course, I felt the enormity of the situation. Like, it was game six, and we were either going to push to a game seven or we were going to go home and saying there was going to be a World Series champion. And as the game went on, and, you know, it's starting to get to the later innings, and now it's, you know, 6-0 and 7-0. And then you understand, too, it's like in July, 7-0 in the eighth inning, like, that might be something where you kind of take your foot off the gas as far as just being mentally focused a little bit, not crazy. But in this game, it was just there's no need for you. It seems like I felt like I had done a pretty good job up through, like, the eighth inning. And so there's no need for me to turn down my focus for the eighth and ninth inning, knowing it was 6 or 7-0. Because it was like, let's finish this strong, There's going to be another 15, 20, 30 minutes left of this season. Like I said, at some point it was like, oh, it looks like the Braves are going to have a very strong possibility of winning this game. And then in the ninth inning, saying, okay, just let this game play out as it should. Don't take anything. Don't back off. Finish strong. And then when we go in the locker room and then you sit in your chair and you take a deep breath and you go, wow. That was amazing.
Ooh, I guess. All right. Mike Malinsky, the World Series umpire, calling game six. I think we'll pause here and ask you to come back, Mike, and talk more about the World Series. And if you have any lasting memories from the Fall Classic this year, you're first. He is from Tacoma, Washington. Husband, father out there, and took his teenage boy to the Packers game this past weekend. Seattle and Green Bay. Lots of fun. Made a trip here to the Midwest. Hey, Mike, thank you for spending some time. We'll get back in touch with you. God bless. It's been an honor.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.